Welcome to You Are The Media Bite Size. One idea each week on the loyal audience you build on and offline. Here's Mark Masters.
Hello, and on this show, it gives me pleasure to welcome around the table to chat together is Anna Lundberg and Stuart Perrett. How are you, Anna?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you.
And young Stuart, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, Mark, thank you.
Good. Hey, what I want to do with this show is to give a bit of a backdrop. I'm going to get Anna and Stuart to introduce themselves and what they do in a minute. But to give a bit of context, Stuart has been a part of Creator Day since we started that in 2022. And Anna is joining in, what were the Lunch Club events, and coming in and joining in and booked in for the end of April as well. But before we jump in, let me get Anna and Stuart to introduce themselves. Anna, introduce yourself and what you do.
Yes, hello everyone. My name is Anna Lundberg. So I'm really curious about challenging how we work and how we do business and how we look at success. So I did what I call the good girl thing of, I guess, doing well at school, then going to good university and getting a good job, until just over a decade ago, I did the most shocking thing that I could have done, which was just quit my job without a plan. And since then, I've kind of been exploring and discovering alternatives. And so initially I landed on digital marketing consulting, which is what I've been doing in corporate, really enjoyed that. I then went through what I call my hippie phase, when I traveled the world as a free-spirited digital nomad, which was amazing. And then gradually kind of came full circle back into the UK, and I met somebody and fell in love, and COVID happened, and we moved down to the coast and all things like that. And I had a little family now. I have little kids as well. So I've been sort of redefining success personally. Professionally, that looks like a couple of things. I have a B2C and a B2B arm. So I work with individuals, helping them as a business mentor, basically design and build a business as a solopreneur expert that gives them that freedom and flexibility outside of the corporate structure, like I did back in the day. And then also within corporates, helping them with personal productivity and work-life balance and within the 9-to-5, but also beyond the 9-to-5, right? Because now with the pandemic and with all the exciting experiments of 4-day work weeks and working from home and hybrid and so on, that's become a big topic too. So my podcast is Reimagining Success, and I have a book, Outside the 9-to-5, a white paper, Beyond the 9-to-5. So it's everything beyond that kind of traditional career path, traditional 9-to-5, hopefully challenging how we're working and living, really.
Thank you. Where was home prior to moving?
If we start from the beginning, I grew up in Surrey, and my parents are Swedish. I lived in Switzerland for 10 years. I then, as I said, did the nomad thing, came back to London. That's where I met my partner. And then 2 years ago, we moved down to Poole. So my brother-in-law was here. We'd come down and loved it. We've always wanted to live by the sea. So I kind of thought maybe San Francisco, Hawaii, something like that. But, you know, this is why. And as it turns out, it's, yeah, absolutely beautiful, as you know, of course. So having, spent the last couple of years here, 5 minutes from the beach, it's pretty dreamy.
Here's my digital nomad anecdote before I go to Stuart. So every summer, me and my family, we're out, we're gone. We leave the UK, gone, whole month, do it every year. When you did your travels and your digital nomad life, was that you, or were you with, on your own or with partners?
No, it was me. So I took a sabbatical before I quit my job. I went to South America by myself. And if you ever saw Disney's Pixar Up, I went, adventure is out there, and off I went to South America. And then in the years afterwards, yeah, I sort of did contracts with corporates, and then I would travel in between. So it was all me by myself. I
cried my eyes out watching Up. The bit of the man.
The first 5 minutes are the best 5 minutes.
Let me say it is. So me and my family go away, and we think we can live this digital nomad life. Everyone kind of goes on about the digital nomad life, and they kind of love it. But I'm thinking, you're on your own. What do you do with a wife and kids? My goodness, it's tough. That's for another story. Stuart Perrett, introduce yourself and what you do.
Hello, Mark. Hello, Anna. My name's Stuart Perrett. I run Giraffe Design with a colleague, Nate. We specialise in WordPress bespoke sites, hosting, branding. Generally look at it as sort of giving websites the tools to meet their challenges. For a long time, I just used to look at websites that, we'll deliver you the problem you've come to us with, and not really immerse ourselves into the sort of whys and where, you know, in the problems, and sort of get to the nitty, you know, do a good job, but look at it from a slightly different angle now. But, you know, they come to us with a problem, and we sort of, we look at it more objectively and say, well, you know, you need this, or have you thought of that? So you, it takes it to a different level, and that's sort of tied in with sort of opening my sort of network a bit. I used to be very sort of closed off and sort of beavering away, but being part of the Euro and the media and sort of getting to know the other businesses and similar small businesses, and you know, you get that feeling of you know, what other businesses have similar challenges, and that's really helped Giraffe in sort of develop our offering and look at things that's going to take us forward. So, you know, we're
That was an interesting perspective there, in that you sometimes forget, don't you, that the reason that you join in is to help it, or with other communities and things that are out there for us, is that over time it does help shape our thinking and our own approaches, because you've been, Giraffe has been around for a good few years, haven't you? You've been at
I started back in 1999 as an art worker. I'd had an agency background and decided I'd do my own thing. And after a few years, I taught myself web design. And then me and Nate got together as a sort of partnership, both individuals, but sort of under the Giraffe umbrella, probably about 10 years ago. And then that, we did a lot more sort of bigger projects. And then over the last 2 years, we've sort of taken that a step further. So yeah, getting away from some of the small businesses to more meatier projects where, you know, we can really add value, and you know, you're not, it's very difficult sometimes if someone comes to you, oh, how much is a website? Well, you know, how long's a piece of string, and what do you want and what do you don't want? But yeah, I'm sure, like with coaching and Mark's business, we all have similar, you know, challenges, and being part of the Euro Media has sort of unknowingly given me more tools to help me overcome.
I'll take that. Hey, following on from this, I want to move on, that so for Anna, this is Anna's first time in the Create a Day space. We have the surrounded events around that, Anna living in Poole as well. But what I was going to do is, Stuart has been at the previous Create a Day event. So what I was going to do is to, for Stuart to put Anna's mind at ease, to make it feel, yeah. So rather than me waxing lyrically,
sure,
if I can share from your side, just to put Anna's mind at ease, to make it feel comfortable, and that stepping into this space does help. And it is about being around other people. Is that all right with you, Stuart?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. I've known Mark several years and sort of been to events, and was not very good at going to events. And you know, I'd sort of speak to a few people I knew, and then I'd sort of toddle off and wouldn't really get involved. And then I'd come to another one a few months later, and you know, I sort of was making a little bit of an effort. But when the Create a Day in 2022 came along, I got to know a few of the guys already, and I thought, right, I'll, you know. And so it was a little bit of familiarity. So, but when I went along, it's just it's not like a business event. It's more like a, you know, sort of social get together. And the key thing at the end of the day was a workshop sort of session where Mark puts into groups. And one group I was in was headed by a chap called Christoph. And that proved to be like the starting point. Because that led on to how, I was looking at redesigning the Giraffe site, and Christoph, you know, gave me coaching and got me thinking on a different level. But it all came from, you know, the Create a Day and being part of a very relaxed atmosphere. You know, we got to speak to different people, and it was just I'm quite a sociable person, but it just, you know, you're not trying to compete with anyone. You know, it's quite nice. You meet different people, you know, Mark's enthusiasm rubs off on everyone. So, but that, and then last year I knew more people because I'd started swimming as well in between. So I felt more of a, it's like a little family, really. It sounds a bit stupid, but it's quite a nice sort of, what's the word? Not a commune, but, you know, it's like a nice sort of, you know, mix of people that all got a similar, similar outlook. And, you know,
Anna, on your side, because obviously it's a big, because I do see it as a big step. Almost, do you know what I mean? It's like you're busy. Because it's never kind of promoted as a conference per se, it's around this this idea. It's almost like this B2B barbecue almost thing, wedding kind of thing, where people come together and share and someone's bringing the coleslaw and someone's bringing the sausages and everything else. So from your side, is it easy to make a decision when you become familiar with something, whether it is a newsletter? I guess this is kind of wider advice to why you thought, yeah, I'll step inside. I'll give a go. I'll commit to this.
Well, it's so funny that you mentioned Christoph, because I happened to sit next to him at the first lunch club I went to a couple of months ago. So, you know, the little connections that are being made. I used to go to so many events when I first started. It was inspiration. I was gobbling it all up. I love learning and meeting people. I then was sort of part of an adventure community, traveling, digital nomad and so on. And to be honest, I guess, I mean, the excuse, I suppose, is COVID. Also, I'm super comfortable here behind my computer and young kids. And as you said, at this point, you know, the last few years, I haven't really gone to a lot of events and I run most of my coaching and workshops online. And so I'm pretty, you know, I've got a really nice setup here. I've got the view of the Isle of Wight. I've got my standing desk and all good. So last autumn, I decided just to go to a couple of little events. A few things just kind of clicked into place. And at one of them, Susanna Ray, who was on an episode, a couple of episodes back, mentioned, oh my goodness, like, how can you not know Mark if you're down in the pool? And I, of course, then came along to the lunch club on personal branding. I'm now in your lovely WhatsApp groups that we were just talking about and really feeling part of that. I'm going to the next lunch club. I saw Creator Day. It's just these little sort of dominoes almost that, you know, very unexpected, and there's no strategy or big decision really. It just feels like the natural next step, and it's really nice to then be here talking to you both as well, that it just feels like it's sort of organically developing into a relationship.
Because it is a big decision, isn't it? And I do acknowledge that, like, you know, you got your commitments, and as well as the familiarity of the base that you built, family, home, got my work hours set, I don't need another distraction of heading out and that's me done for the day. Okay, it's okay because it's nearby as well. But do you see that as, because I'm trying to figure this out as well, of what it makes us tick to head out again. Is it, do you think it's more difficult today because our heads are already made up to go out, to go to events, to do things? How do you look at that? Pastor Anna, how do you have a perspective on that?
It's an interesting one to explore, because obviously I'm curious about putting on my own events, maybe an in-person things to bring that back. And it's always, yeah, from a marketing perspective, what is it that gets people to decide? And I think there's no one answer to it. I think that one of the first events I ever went to back in, I'm going to say 2013, was a career coaching evening run by the organization Escape the City. And I remember nothing of who the coach was, what they said, but what I remember was the people I met. And it was the first time I'd met people like me who were experienced, successful in corporate, but felt this niggling feeling that there was something else. And I think, as much as I'm, again, that good girl academic, want to learn things and so on, at this point in my business, of course there are things I can learn. I don't want to arrogantly say I don't need more information, but there's so much information online. We know the stuff, you know, knowledge is there. It is about the less obvious things, the more nuanced, softer the conversation here, the meeting that person, being part of that environment. And it's hard to put your finger on, but you only get that in the space that you create by going to things. So it's not like it's, right, I'm going to go to this event and this is what I'm going to learn and this speaker and so on. It's the whole thing that somehow brings unexpected insights.
Can I ask you that as well, Stuart? Is that where the strength is? Then it isn't necessarily about, because I kind of understand this. If you bring out the big guns, a Seth Godin or a Gary Vaynerchuk or something, you come because of the personality. But where we are today, and I'm asking you this question now, Stuart, is that it's the people, it's the like-minded people that you are in that same space with that is magnified. Because as you said, when you kind of like you're working, you're there with the commitments that you have, it's the people that you spend time with that can help progress our confidence, just even chatting to people and even making new friends. Can I get your perspective on that?
Yeah, completely agree. I'm probably guilty of not going to enough events, you know, because you get bogged down in the projects and, you know, the website planning, building, chasing up clients, and, you know, it's all working to deadlines. But it's coming to events like the Creator Day, you get to chat to, you know, like-minded people. You've all got similar problems, and it just gives you a bit of it clarifies things that, you know, what you're doing, we're doing okay. And it just gives you a bit more confidence to sort of, you know, go forward, and then you get people to discuss problems with, and Christoph and, you know, like John Jokum and Matt and Sarah and a whole range of different people. It just opens up, it's certainly given me more confidence. I've never had any business training whatsoever. I've, you know, muddled my way through 20 years of giraffe, and I'll reach out more now than I used to.
One final question. It just makes me think as well. The decisions that we make have to be right. You were talking about there, Anna, with like the things that you go to, whether it's online seminars and webinars that are there as well. The time that we commit to something has to feel right. Yeah, is that how you look at of what makes us head out? Is that it has to feel right and feels comfortable, because that makes a decision far easier for us when we step forward, because it's a good investment for our day and the time that we put away from our work and our families.
I think there are seasons and a rhythm. So again, when I was single and carefree, and I would just sort of go, oh yeah, there's a conference in Hawaii, I'll go there, and it was just very easy, and I had the money because I had savings and no obligations and no rent or mortgages and so on.
Lovely time, eh?
It was the best time of my life. Let's not go there. No, I don't have any regrets, and I love my life now, and I'm very present, and that's part of what I'm working on is bringing back elements of that adventure and that time without wishing to go back to that time, because that's not what I'm saying at all. But it was easier in that sense. Now I have become a bit mercenary, because time, you know, my whole philosophy is this work-life integration. I've had the kids only in childcare 3 days a week, so I have a three-day work week, been to the gym this morning, going to the hairdresser this afternoon. It doesn't leave a huge amount of hours to then go to as you say, certainly to travel, to stay in a hotel. Revenue generating activities become very much the priority, and then being present with my family or doing fun things or whatever. So it does become more mercenary, but that sort of contradicts what I just said, that sometimes you just have a feeling. It was an easy thing. It wasn't thousands of pounds. Of course, price comes into it. It was a natural next step of having met you all and so on. It's local and it works for me. So it's just, for me, all the puzzle pieces fell into place, and it just, there's something about the energy of it, isn't there? Sometimes you see things and it just feels like, oh, it's too difficult and it's not right, and but sometimes just, yeah, of course, it was a no-brainer and I signed up.
Hey, one last question. By the way, I like that word you used there, mercenary. I like that. Most important question, when you're on your travels, where's the best place in the world?
Oh, people always ask that. Oh, goodness.
I thought I was being different. It's like...
Peru was on my bucket list. I mean, Machu Picchu, it's such a cliche, but that was the obvious one that I wanted to go to. But again, a bit like I was just saying about events, it was the whole experience. The Chilean girl I met and travelled with, and, you know, the riding the horse in that place with the crazy guy. You know, there was just little experiences along the way, and the whole, obviously, singing songs from Evita in Buenos Aires. So, you know, all the little things that made it magical.
So, listen, I appreciate that. Hey, listen, Anna, Stuart, thank you for your time. Before we go, before everyone, if you haven't booked yet and you like to come on board, come to creatorday.uk. So that leads me to say, Stuart, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Anna.
And Anna, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for both of you for making me feel so at ease. I can't wait.